Reading for May 8th, entitled, When Mistakes Are Made. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 7. Though a veil hangs over the future, you have a knowledge of the Lord's mercies in the past. Allow no difficulties to discourage you. You have passed through trials, and you will be called to pass through trials again. You have had to pass through experiences not altogether agreeable, and these experiences may be repeated. Temptations have come to you, and temptations will come to you again. We know not what is before us, but we know that we have the privilege of committing our souls to God as unto a faithful Creator. Let us thank God that we have a refuge in trial. Let us remember that Christ is a present help in every time of need. The promises of God's word are rich and full and free. God is with us. He cares for us. God is revealed to us in Christ. Our Savior is the image of the invisible God. Oh, how near to heaven we may be! He that hath seen me hath seen the Father, Christ declared. Let us allow no worldly business to absorb our energies. Let us allow nothing to occupy the place that God should fill. We must have periods of rest, times set apart for meditation and prayer and for spiritual refreshing. Christ went about doing good, healing all manner of sickness and forgiving all sins, comforting the mourners, banishing sorrow by his presence. Let us behold him, the very compassion and loving kindness of God himself. Let us seek the Lord. Never forget that you are God's little children. Refuse to worry about what you cannot help. If you make mistakes, go to the compassionate Savior and ask him for forgiveness. Tell him that you want to follow his will. Be polite to God. Remember that he cares for you and that he will be a present help in every time of need. His tender mercies are over all his works. It is our privilege to open our hearts and let the Savior in. Let us praise him for the brightness of his presence. Let us carry the sunshine of his love on our countenances and bring it into our words. Then his joy will be in us and our joy will be full. The breath of the higher life is to be breathed into our life work. This will bind us to one another and to God. The love of Christ needs to come into our experience. Then we shall love one another as Christ has loved us. Taken from Letter 81, dated May 8, 1903, to Dr. D.H. Kress and wife. Dr. Kress was director of the Sydney Sanitarium.